This is RSBNB Update, episode 115 for August 31st, 2007. Auf Wiedersehen, Berlin. Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update 115 is here, coming down the little copper wires that you plug your iPod headphones into or your speakers into. But anyways, the delivery method is beside the point here. We are here with, this week, Volen.
Hi.
And?
Hello.
And Brad, who I won't say your Skype name out loud, but it's a rather nice name. Okay, so how's everyone been since we last met to do this fine edition of this show?
Fine.
Warren? Good. So, has anybody managed to go take a look at the God Wars dungeon?
No, it doesn't interest me.
Oh, Brad?
I think it looks fairly interesting, actually. I just can't be bothered to log on to RuneScape. But
I'll go with you later.
I think I have to go to bed early tonight, seeing as I'm leaving.
Yeah, so basically it's a huge area that was uncovered because of some seismic activity and because of global warming due to the fact that we're all...
Namely, Paul sitting down.
Because we're all like, Paul sitting down?
Because he's fat. When he sits down, the earth shakes.
How do we know that?
Because haven't you seen the picture where it used to be on their news site ages ago of them paintballing? Paul, at the time, was a little overweight.
Okay, then. But they say it's from global warming because of all the logs we've been burning. That's their reason for it becoming
anybody
unfrozen.
With 99 fire making should go to jail, then, shouldn't they?
I think that's about that's four people on RSBNB, I think. You know who you are.
I guess I should stop burning logs, then.
Yeah, I guess, and do a burn green logs.
Instead.
Green logs.
You know, farming is probably hurting the atmosphere as well in RuneScape.
No.
You know, what with all the carbon that's being given off.
No. What? Plants don't give off carbon.
No, they give off oxygen, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't think this through. I was thinking of cows. Cows farming has no link.
Okay. Anyways, back on track now. There's this huge common area with entities from all different of the sides. Basically, there's four different sides. There's Zamorak's Fortress, Saradomin's Encampment, Armadil's, I don't know how to pronounce that, and Bando's Stronghold. And before yesterday, I haven't even heard of Bando's. Have you?
No,
you guys?
I haven't heard of Bando's.
No.
Basically, he's the Ogre God.
Ogre?
Yeah.
Ogre God?
Yeah, he controls the area of Feldip Hills and Gutanoth and the Jig-Jig and everywhere like that.
Jig-Jig?
Yeah, the Jig-Jig. You know that place?
Yes, I know the place. I just like the name.
Yes. Anyway, so basically, Armadil is a flying... The creatures in there fly, so basically you can't use your melee. You have to use magic or... range. They say they recommend taking a battle spell or a missile weapon. Well, we're not going to go there. We've been through the whole cruise missile thing before.
Yeah, we just recycle jokes every 20 or so episodes here.
Yes.
That's how much creativity we have.
And then in the Bando's area, it's all ogre-type people and the like. General Grardor sounds sort of Klingon to me.
Oh, yeah. That's what you wouldn't stop. Yesterday, you said something to me like, this update reminds me of Star Trek. Every RuneScape update reminds you of Star Trek in some way.
Jack is a fan of Star Trek.
See? Warren is, too.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
I
are.
Watch one episode.
And then we have Saradomin's Encampment, which with Commander Xyliena, who is a little underdressed, if I do say so myself, for this type of game.
That's not underdressed. She's just got a bit of her shoulders showing. Wow,
yeah, but,
what?
But the But, like, just the coloring, you know?
Are we in the 1950s or something? When, like, if a girl shows her ankles, it's overexposure.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that. If anything, she's wearing two... No, I won't say that.
Oh, God. Brad. Okay, calm down. Calm down.
I'm fine. Continue.
You're the one laughing. Anyways, basically in each of these areas there are three guardians who you'll have to take down when you take down the boss. So, and after you do that, that's where you'll have a chance of getting the God Sword, or rather the shards of the God Sword or a hilt. That's what reminded me is the hilt, how it's interchangeable. Basically, you get the three parts of it, put it together, and then you attach the thingy to the end, and it provides it with one of the four special attacks. Now, I know, Brad, you and me were talking yesterday, and we sort of thought that they might be a bit overpowered. I don't know. What do you think?
I thought they would be overpowered. Well, they are overpowered, because one of the specials, I can't remember which one you told me, he actually heals you for a percentage of the damage you deal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, in at least in the sense of PKing, that would be very useful. And also, training, you know, attacking mobs over and over and over again. You basically just keep healing yourself.
Right, but who's going to be crazy enough to take this into the wilderness and, like, lose it?
I don't know, some people. Or, I mean, you could use it in the jewel arena. There you don't specifically, you aren't going to lose it unless you stake it.
Okay. Which one is your favorite?
The one that steals life.
And which
mana.
Is...
And prayer points, I mean.
Oh yeah, that the one that, it's the healing blade, Ceridoman God Sword, inflicts normal damage but restores half of the damage to your hit points and a quarter to your prayer.
And the Ice Cleave one is nice, the Zamorak one with Ice
Cleave.
Yeah,
that freezes for 20 seconds. What's Ward's favorite?
I didn't even look at them.
Well, it's on the special, attacks page. I like the Armadil one. Inflicts 25% more damage.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with Armadil or Ceridoman. What are you
these
saying?
These are difficult to get, right?
Oh, yes, very.
I don't see how they're overpowered, man.
Exactly. I just hope that they don't nerf it, you know? You know what that mean?
If they can be
probably
sold...
Not. Yeah,
if
they can
be
sold...
Then some people will just put together teams to get them, get lots of them, sell them out, suddenly half the RuneScape population will have them.
Yeah.
I guess until, if everybody has it, it's not really overpowered.
Well, until places die down, you know, because right now the Kalphite Queen is probably pretty deserted. Or the Dagonoth Kings.
Yes.
Because, well, why go there when you could have a new, better place to go to? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dragon boots require 83 Slayer, which the spiritual mages drop them.
Isn't there a bug? Other ones do it?
No.
Yeah, I thought there was a bug on the first day where a lower level monster also dropped them.
Oh, maybe. For a while?
60-something Slayer.
Oh, 63. That would be the spiritual warrior.
Yeah,
now that was sad.
Yeah, that's...
They dropped them.
Yeah, that's good they fixed that. But the spiritual mages require 83 Slayer to kill, okay? Now, to get some Addy boots, you need to go to the Gargoyles, which require 75 Slayer. To get Rune boots, you need the Necreals, which require 80 Slayer. Now, is there anybody here who thinks that would agree with me that the Dragon boots should have a higher Slayer requirement than 83?
Yes.
That just doesn't make sense to me. Only three levels? Why?
No, because they aren't that much better than rune boots. The price, well, I suppose the price is fairly high compared to rune boots, but
well,
I don't
they are
see
better.
Why they. No, I don't see why they should be dropped by like a level 90 plus Slayer monster, and they aren't even that valuable or rare. Because I saw somebody on the forum selling three pairs. And the update was only out a few days ago. I think it should only have been dropped by a higher monster if it was rarer and if it was better.
I just think it should have been 85 to keep the increments of 5 nice.
Well, because you're like freaky like that, and you like things to be all square and
pretty. Yes, yes. But they are better. They have they have a +4 strength bonus. Rune boots only have a +2.
So it's doubling it.
Yeah, so why not make it 85? It just makes it look nicer.
Because 85 was already used for the Abyssal Demons. They wanted to add a new monster in
so
there.
So what?
How much higher can you hit with another +2 strength bonus?
I'm not sure. I think it's one for every 4 strength bonus. So you can hit 0.5 more. Shh, don't tell anyone that, though. I think that's how it works. Okay, moving onwards from the God Wars dungeon. Such a great dungeon it is, by the way. I went on a suicide run into the Serenomen encampment just to see what I was up against, and it is kind of hard.
How many people do you think it would require?
Well, I'd say at least 5, maybe more, because they're using all 3 types of attack, because there's one guardian that uses melee, one that uses range, and one that uses mage. So you're going to need somebody to take down all 3 simultaneously. You know what I mean? Yes, Brad? Okay, good. You can check my RuneScape progress at runewire.rsbnb.com/shade.
Something new to advertise.
Yeah, because, you could read the blog, too, at shade.rsbb.com, but nothing really interesting there, but aside from some feelings about the forums. Anyways, moving onwards. No more free makeovers.
Yeah, I got free green clothes.
Yay. I didn't get any makeovers, because I like the way I look right now. And, yes. What about you, Brad? Any new clothes?
I'm happy. Do you mean RuneScape?
Yes, or real life.
Well, I got some new clothes the other day, but in RuneScape, no.
Okay. Did you test that out when I was asking you to test out before you left? About asking some guy at the place if you could buy a shirt?
No, I was not going to make an idiot of myself in public.
Warren, you listened to last week, right, where it was about buying your shirt in the rack?
Yeah, buy your shirt, mate. I'm not going to say that to someone in the street.
Too bad.
That would be
just funny.
No, it would be disturbing.
Okay, Tears of Glethix glitched fixed. Because there was, there was blue, white, and green tears where there's only supposed to be blue and green. So. Don't ask me how these bugs happen, but they just appear, so that's fixed. Trouble Brewing Mug, you can no longer trade torches with players because apparently it's making it too easy to burn things down. So, yes, that's fixed, and that's all we have for RuneScape updates this week. But we got a rather interesting poll called What is High Level? Did you guys both vote in this?
Yes, yeah. I did.
Okay, let's go through this one at a time. At what combat level does a person become high level? Okay. Warren, what did you say?
110 to 120.
Okay. Brad?
100 to 110.
I said 110 to 120. And the majority of the RuneScape population thinks that 90 to 100 is high level.
No, it's not.
I guess that's how we came up with the idea for that contact quest. Anyways, yes. Next question. A quest has following requirements: 40 herb lore, 45 constructions, 50 woodcutting. In what difficulty category would you place the quest? 49% say intermediate. 40% say experienced. Now, those people out there that say experienced, I seriously want to have a good talking to them and show them what an experienced quest would be. What did you guys vote?
Novice.
Brad?
Sorry, what was the question?
Question 2 on the poll about the quest and its requirements.
Oh, yes, novice, sorry, yes.
What?
The one with, like... What?
I said intermediate.
Why? I thought...
Because if you...
40.
40 herb lore. But if you think about it, Legends was classed as a master quest and needed 44 herb lore. Or 45.
Yeah, but that required lots of medium to high levels in almost every skill.
I don't
That's
know.
Only three skills.
I call this intermediate, though.
I call you intermediate.
A novice quest is anything that you need, like, less than 20 for in my books, right?
I'd say it's novice intermediate, but I'm leaning towards novice.
God. I don't know. I'd say novice as well, but I have to think realistically because I have, like, 70 plus and all those skills, so I just have to think as if I'm not somebody who already has this game under control.
I'm thinking about when I was played for 4 months.
And?
I would still consider it novice.
Okay. Moving on. What would you consider to be high level on woodcutting, Brad?
70 to 80.
Oh,
no, 80 to 90. 80 to 90. Everybody has high level woodcutting.
Okay, Ward?
80 to 90?
I said 90 to 99 because if you look me up, I have 84 woodcutting, I believe. And my woodcutting rank is... Let's see, where's woodcutting?
100,000.
My woodcutting rank is 77,000. So there's got to be more people above me, so I have to say 90 to 99 for this one. Because if you really think about it, high level is anything beyond, like, 95.
But I don't want to think...
Yeah, well, you were nervous about whether or not you get into your schooling.
And I did.
Yes. Okay. Now, what would you consider high level in Slayer?
80 to 90.
Warren?
70 to 80.
I have to say 80 to 90 for this one. Just because it's such a hard skill to trade, because even if you did start at level 1 and everything, you'd have 99 hit points by the time you got 99 Slayer. So... That's what I have to say for that one. Just a hard skill. Smithing, what do you say for this one?
80 to 90.
Brad?
80 to 90.
Same. So I guess we're all in the same boat here, but RS population generally thinks 70 to 80 is high for pretty much everything except woodcutting. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. Because these people are lower level and they think that everything is so hard. But I guess that's what happens when you're in the top, like, 5% or 10%. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
I'm trying to say, like, if we plotted everyone on a bell curve and if you're in that section after the hump, you know?
After the what?
The hump on the bell curve.
Oh, yes. The what? The bell curve?
Yes. You don't know what a bell curve is?
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. I don't think I want to know.
We're talking about a bell curve.
What is a bell curve?
It's a graph.
You're talking about a hump on a bell curve?
Yes. I'll show you. It's right here.
Oh, please, no.
See?
Oh, that's one fine-looking hump on a bell curve.
It's that... Okay.
Please, I've stirred my mind enough.
Well, at least it's not Wednesday. Because Wednesday is, you know, like, middle of the week.
It is Wednesday.
Oh, it is. Hump day, then.
Yeah, I can't believe you said, oh, I can't believe at least it's not Wednesday. And it's like, yes, it is Wednesday. Oh, Warren's gone.
Oh, we scared him away. We scared him away.
Hump on the bell curve.
Okay. Calm yourself. You know, I think Warren might have lost his computer because sometimes his computer's really flaky. Sometimes it just crashes. So I think we lost him. I'll bring him back when when he comes back. So,
are we going to keep talking or are we going to wait for a bit?
I don't know. You want to keep talking or you want to wait? I can wait.
Yeah, let's give it 5 minutes, then we'll start going again.
See, it's a bell curve. You don't know what a bell curve is? It's the most common curve in statistics.
I think I know what a hump on a bell curve is.
it's the thingy in the middle.
I think I've done that.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to call Wednesday Hump Day, you know? It was called that on national TV once.
Wednesday Hump Day?
This is, yes, because this it's is... the middle of the week.
Hump Day. Yes. Wednesday is Hump Day.
One fish, two fish, red fish, mug fish. Interesting. I take it you crashed.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Hump Day.
Everybody likes Hump Day.
We thought we scared you away.
No.
Okay, where were we at? We're done with the poll, so I guess that means we're on to questions now, right? Okay.
Yes, questions.
I'll take the first one. Are you at school? Currently at school, college, uni, etc. Where do you plan on going after you leave from Anubis? We'll start with Brad.
I'm starting college in about a week.
I thought you said it was at the end of September.
Yeah, I got the dates wrong. It's actually, I think it's a week Monday it starts officially.
So you won't be able to stay up late anymore?
No.
Well, you could try, but...
I've really messed up my biological clock because I was supposed to get up early this morning to speak to somebody on the phone from the college, and I was meant to be up at, like, 9 o'clock. And then after they called me, it lasted about 40 minutes. I went back to sleep until 2 p.m. So I've got to sort out my body clock.
Just stay up for 96 hours and go to bed at 9 p.m. one day.
Well, and sleep for, what, several days?
Yes. Warren, what's happening with you next week?
I'm going into grade
10. Oh, grade 10. Wow, yeah. Okay. Don't let anyone bite you.
Yeah, I won't.
Yeah, and I'm starting my third year of computer science next week, Wednesday. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. This was supposed to be the back-to-school special with Mike, Mushroom Queen, Creepy, Lance, Trekkie. But Lance's internet is out. Trekkie is doing something in nursing school, and, well, Mushroom Queen and Creepy can't record because people are home in their house.
In short, they're all pussies.
And Mike is indisposed at the moment, handling something really important. Okay, thank you. Next one, Brad could take.
Okay. What is the most humiliating experience you've had at school, college? I was unfortunate enough to get pooed on by a pesky seagull. Do you think he was aiming for you? I later was able to sense bird poo falling from the sky, thus allowing me to avoid it. Wow, seagulls really do hate you. That question was from Alex.
So, Brad, what about you?
I don't really had any humiliating experiences at school, college, because, you know, I've been home taught on my own for the past 3.5 years.
Right. What about the Russian guy who was supposedly like some KGB agent?
He was strange. He wasn't a KGB agent. He was just strange. That wasn't humiliating. It was just weird.
And then there was a time you told me you laughed at the kid for eating the bad berries that could have poisoned him.
That was when I was 5. That's like one of my earliest school memories, is when I was in primary school in England. Like must have been the first
evil.
Or second year. It wasn't evil. There was this really fat kid, right? And I remember this. He was really fat, even at like 5. And in the school field, it was quite a big field, there was these berries bushes, right? And one lunchtime, he ate some off them and had to go to hospital and get his stomach pumped, and I laughed at it. I thought it was funny.
Did anyone do anything to you?
No, but it was straight after lunch. Why did the fat kid want more food? Stupid question. That's why he was fat. Anyway.
So no humiliating things you can think of.
No, except for the fact I laughed at somebody who could have potentially died. I'm
Warren?
I can't really think of anything right now, but I was lucky enough that the seagull thing never happened. But small things like frequently spilling my lunch on me happen a lot.
I see. Oh, I can't... That was so long ago, I can't remember. No, I didn't do anything weird or bad. No, I didn't take down, like, half a computer lab. Mike told me a story once in one of his classes. Somebody had some strange code running on his computer. When he compiled it and ran it, it took down the entire row of computers.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have any experiences with birds or a school that I can remember. Okay. Thank you, Alex. Morning, you take the next one.
Is there any class in high school or college that you regret not taking? If you could retake one test, which would it be and why? Best wishes, Sidespin. Well, I can't really say right now because my only class choices last year were an art, which I chose visual for, and a choice between integrated technology, which is like shop, I think, or a computer business class thing. And I chose a computer business class thing. And I don't remember taking any tests that I would like to retake.
Was the computer class really easy?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they're all like that. Okay, Brad?
I've never really had exam retakes or anything like that. I've always done moderately well on exams, but earlier today I was again on the phone with this person from the college, and I was
what kind of person?
I don't know. Someone who dealt with application. I think it was head of admissions or something.
And they male or female?
Female. Christina. Her name was Christina Shepherd, I think. And anyway, she was speaking to me, and she said she advised me to take another subject at AS level, and for some reason I chose law, and I don't know why.
Well, you know, I do need a lawyer one day.
AS level law does not really qualify me to be a lawyer.
Okay. Any classes that I regret taking or not taking?
Not taking the Star Trek class.
I did take a Star Trek class.
Okay, Shane.
No, not really. I regret taking psychology. That was the biggest waste of my time.
Wasn't that because there was loads of girls in the class?
No. They just looked at people a strange way. All of them.
All the girls.
Yeah, and the only other two guys in the class were gay.
You were between a rock and a hard place, weren't you?
I know.
Literally.
Yeah, you know how I am, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, and as for a test, I'd retake any test that I didn't get more than 80% on. Okay, that was from Sidespin. Next one, Warren, please take. Or no, Warren, did you just take this one?
Yeah.
Okay, Brad, then.
Okay. Are you scared of clowns? And that's from Kevin.
Not really.
No, I'm not scared of clowns.
No.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange question, isn't it?
I don't know anyone who is either.
Okay. Moving on. Shane, why the hell do you advertise your blog on every episode of RSVNB Update? Well, that's because Mike told me to, because my numbers were going down.
Going down, 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 down.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah.
And what do you think about my little farming bar stick?
I think it's the best bar stick I've ever seen in my life.
No. That's from Sam. Not
I think you should
same. Yeah, I think so, too. Let's see. I typoed the name on the notes, and it says from Sam. Anyways, that's from Sam. Yes. Okay. Next one. Warren, please.
What is the stupidest idea you have ever got from Jan? Well, I'm bad at thinking of stuff on the spot, but any of my ideas usually end up with me breaking something, like my window.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, it wasn't really my idea, but my stepfather was fixing something on the roof, and he needed a flashlight, so he told me to get one. So he told me to throw it up onto the roof, and I said I couldn't, but he told me to do it anyways, because I wouldn't break a window. So I tried not to hit him, and instead I smashed it through my window.
Okay. Brad?
Well, the only one that recently sticks in mind is something I can't believe I said was when we were recording last week, and I said something like, he's a bird, not an ostrich. And I realized that ostriches are in fact birds.
See, that came up because once you said if you threw him out the window, he wouldn't be able to fly.
Yeah, but that, yeah, he's an ostrich, not a bird. See, I don't know why I said that. It's just, I don't know.
I have some silly ideas, but they're not stupid. You know? I got this good quest idea. I was supposed to talk about it in the update section.
Does it involve Star Trek?
No, it doesn't, for that matter, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so one day you're walking through Yanil and you see this new sign on the Wizard's Tower about a new teleport portal. So you go up to investigate it, and the head wizard guy with the big glasses and whatnot, everything says he has a new portal that can travel through time, right? Using the new time routes that they had just invented, right? Okay, so after that, you go through the portal, but there's a fatal glitch, and you end up in another parallel universe instead of another time, and basically everything is destroyed from some god war or whatever, and Thalador, Varrock, and Lubridge are all pretty much in ruins, and you can't go on the eastern or the western side of that mountain, White Wolf Mountain, because it's too much radiation. So yeah, basically from there you need to figure out how to make a communicator device like the comm orb from like a copper spoon to talk to the right universe, talk to the person who talked to the wizard, so he can educate you on how to make time runes and whatnot to get yourself back. You do all this with a copper spoon.
Sorry, I just fell asleep when you were saying that.
But yeah, basically it's like parallel universes and you need to make something to get back, and you're only there with one other person. So basically it's a quest where you're on your own and you've only got this one idea who, like, the wizard gets there, but is there with you. Like, he's able to do that, but you need to contact your home universe in order to figure out what to let them know that you're there and you're safe and you're going to be coming back eventually. So it needs some work, but basically to tie it in with some God War story, you'd have to communicate with somebody or something, so that's why you'd need the spoon. Okay. I guess we should be moving on. So time for everyone to wake up.
Okay. Tech news, isn't it?
No. Next one's for you, Brad.
Okay. Shane, is this the question? Yes.
Yes.
Shane, since you're the all-knowing math god around these parts, hang on a minute. Didn't you change this question?
No.
I'm sure it wasn't like this on the forums. Hang on a minute. Shane, since you're the all-knowing math god around these parts, will you help me with my math homework in the coming year? Smiley face, and that is from Kelsey.
Well, it totally depends on my schedule and just how much help someone needs, because I have other things to be helping than people that are
a continent away.
Yeah, I could.
A continent away? What? Your sister's a continent away?
No. This person. Kelsey. It's just a matter of how...
We're on the same continent.
Well, on the other side. On the other side.
It's not a continent away, though, is it?
Yes, it is.
I'm a continent away from you. I mean, Europe.
Yeah, but maybe we'll have to talk about it. Last one. What is the best way to train Hunter from level 1? Please, I need to get to 83 fairly quickly, and I can play for 3 hours a day from Skill Pierre 100.
Isn't Hunter really quick when you get over 30 or something?
No. Basically, what you want to do is you want to go to one of the original starting places and start with birdies. And then as you can get higher, go to the different birdie places. But do not go to... I didn't do any hunting in the swamp. And then once you get to the deadfalls, you can do those. And then what you want to do is once you just keep doing deadfalls and tracking and birds, just do whatever you can to get to orange salamanders. When you get to orange salamanders, you want to...
Shane, what? Do you think those girls in your psych class gave you funny looks because you spoke like that?
I don't know. That's my hunter voice, you know? That's my hunter voice. Anyways, what you do is you do orange salamanders, and then once you get to red salamanders, do those until level 70 or something.
Do those.
Then you can move over to red chinchampas to 83. That's what I have to say from that. Let's play Skill Pier 100. What? What? Oh, God. Brad, Warren, what?
Hello.
Okay, tech news. Tech news.
Time for my nap.
No, it's you. It's good tech news this week.
Still tech news.
Windows Genuine Advantage suffers from worldwide outage. It was originally expected to be up Tuesday, but it was up later Saturday. Basically, then all the Windows Genuine Advantage servers went out, which resulted in people not being able to activate their copies of Windows. So, basically, the cause of this is that they say that it could have been caused by updates which allowed Microsoft to add more number of XP activation keys. So, I don't know. It's kind of... First, last week, Microsoft gets blamed for the Skype outage, and Microsoft has a major outage of their own. Got to be some conspiracy going on here, isn't it?
There is no conspiracy.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. Because nobody likes Microsoft, you know?
That is true.
Apple was the only reason they didn't get... Are you chewing on your microphone?
No, I'm lying down.
Oh.
Continue.
The only reason Microsoft didn't get sued out of existence with antitrust lawsuits was because of Apple. Because they said that the small percentage was enough to justify that there was no monopoly. So, yes. I don't know. But the major thing here is if you tried to activate through Windows Genuine Advantage when the servers were out, your copy of Windows could be declared invalid, and then it's really a huge hassle. I don't know. I don't even think it's necessary, because all it does is stop the... It doesn't stop pirates, because if you want to pirate Windows, you'll know how to pirate Windows, right, Brad?
Yes, that is true. It just causes hassle for normal people.
Yes. Mac OS doesn't have activation. Or a serial number, for that matter. But that's only because it can only be installed on Macs. No, it's not. Warren, it's not, right? Mac OS isn't gay.
No, it's not.
See? See, I got friends here. He even watches Star Trek.
No, I don't.
What?
One episode isn't watching.
But you said you said it was pretty good. Okay, Brad, sit up and stop breathing. Sit up and stop breathing in the microphone. Thank you. Okay, next thing is the Apple story. You guys might remember last week we said we were talking about iPods and a listener question, and that, well, basically new iPods will be coming someday, and that looks to be true based on this invite that Apple has sent out to numerous people. September 5th, the beat goes on. So, I'm assuming new iPods.
Oh, Nick.
What?
I don't know, it's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. You're too close to the microphone now.
Hang a second. How's that?
Yeah, just sit up normally, okay?
I am sitting up normally.
Okay, good. Yeah, so are you going to buy one if a new one comes out?
No, my old one works fine.
Okay. What if it was a wide touchscreen one?
No.
Okay, Warren, do you have one?
Yeah, it's screwed up, though.
Yeah, so it's a good time to buy a new one then next week.
Well, I didn't use it a lot, so I don't care.
Okay, so the beat goes on next week, new iPods, probably, because... If you look at this, there's pictures of music, and the person in the picture is holding an iPod, so most definitely new iPods, I think. Okay, on to the rants. Brad, you get the first one because you fell asleep.
Okay, this thread is mostly about pures and the way Jagex chooses to handle them. I think we could guess that just from the fact that it's about Pures. As I'm sure most of you have noticed, JugX has been making a lot of anti-Pure updates recently. I could list a lot of ways, but I'll just name a few. PC, the worst blow to Pures in a long time. IDK, why JugX? Thought it would be okay to get rid of this way of training, the best way of training, that's been around for years. The levels who exist now got most of their content on PC, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. PC was a good way to train. There's no need to look at it like a cheap way. It was just the fastest. And there always will be a fastest way to do anything. If not PC, then it would have just been some other monster or minigame. Something slower, perhaps, you morons. Right, the reason why JugX really messed up is because they left it there for so long, allowing people to use it non-stop. Then just... Okay, this next line sounds wrong. Then just jerk it away. So no one else can. Okay. A bit like a repeat of the res, except worse, where JugX didn't seem to think before acting. And I say worse because the people who have played long enough to get res only made a few hundred mil. But a lot of people got to level 126 because of PC, who would never have been able to get nearly as close without it. And I not only say that because PC was the most effective, but PC gave a type of encouragement that sort of made people want to train, made them want to get the last set of 100 points before they went to bed. And as a result, a lot of people, including myself, were able to push ourselves through an otherwise boring process in a game whose point is to be fun. So in a minute, in a way, it pushed a lot of people to waste more time on this goddamn game. You can't say that's positive. Right, the saddest part about the loss of PC, and I say lost because it no longer exists, why this guy's a moron. You can call this new minigame whatever you want, but it is not pest control, and I, for one, will not refer to it as such. But getting to the point, a lot of people who were happy when it closed, and in fact some of the people who suggested to close it in the first place, were the very same people who got many combat levels off it in the first place, and simply wished for it to close so no one else could reach their level as easily as they did. The new prayers are such a pathetic attempt by JugX to limit Pure that it actually makes me laugh out loud when I first saw it. It probably didn't make you laugh out loud, it probably made you squeeze your fat fist and punch your computer. Right. The new prayers actually take defense to use. Well done, you can read. No, I'm not kidding. A prayer that takes defense. I guess the gods were feeling picky that day. Prayer is a combat skill, just like attack, strength, defense, range, mage, and hit points. Each skill, except HP, has specific benefits when you reach a certain level, and the basic improvement in that comes from being high. It's just like RuneScape for retards, because it sounds like what this guy is writing. Attack and strength work together to give you a better offensive when fighting a light-wield weapons. Mage and range give you a different type of offensive. Different type of offense. Can't learn to use the right words. And while attack and strength do not stack together, they both do stack with mage and range. One mage range level equals half. However, HP, defense, and prayer work alone and do not stack with anything. What people normally think? Normally it is just as much. Oh, fuck. This guy is a moron. However, prayer is completely unrelated to all other stats and purpose all of its own. The fact that JugX went out of their way to make sure Pures, of a type of account made Soul Star for the purpose of offense, were unable to use prayers, which give better offense than any other players, is kind of sad. Defense has the sole purpose of unlocking higher armor types, and it gives you a better defense in battle. Prayer has nothing whatsoever to do with defense and should have stayed that way. It would have been comparable to making the Godsword take 70 farming to wield. No, it wouldn't, because you are a moron, and you are just throwing a tantrum because you can't get to use this prayer. Am I or am I not right? The prayer gives defensive a defense bonus.
Yes.
Yeah. So then it should require defense to use.
Exactly. Exactly. And what the hell is with this guy? What's he smoking, saying that PC has been around for many years and
I think
all the high levels
to that
around
is pot.
All the high levels around got their levels. That's just nonsense. It's craziness.
Yes, that is rather stupid.
I don't like how they complain about how they choose to be. They choose
exactly.
Not to have defense, so they choose not to use the prayer. They shouldn't complain about it.
Exactly.
I don't complain about abyssal demons taking 85 Slayer to kill.
Yeah, right. That's a good point, Warren. Good point. You're a smart one. That's good. That's very good. You got a bright future.
Oh, are you his career's advisor or something?
No, I was going to say something about this, but I forgot. But, yeah, like, Brad, this is why you're making the nerf gas, right? for these types of
kill
people.
Kill people like this. See, right? People, this is why free will is a bad thing. This is why personal freedom is a bad thing. Because retards like this are entitled to as much personal freedom as you when it's clear they can't handle it.
I'm surprised he managed to write such a long rant using
it's
paragraphs.
It's pointless. Most of the time he's like explaining how the game works.
So take events, skills, and HP management.
That's not saying why Jagex gets pure. That's explaining the game, you moron.
Okay.
Such a moron.
You know, when you say things on MSN, that's exactly how I picture you saying them.
Say what? Say hi.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, we both agree that this guy's like smoking something and he's out of his mind about like pest control being around for many years and that's how all the current high levels got their levels. Like, come on, give me a break.
What?
Like, God. What the hell's he smoking? God. Okay. Warren, if you could be so kind as to take this last rant.
Yeah, it was a good idea. Sure, Avatar is both player companies, but you know what? For the companies, I'm pretty sure both companies are dealing with ignorant runecrafters who are completely and utterly clueless that these companies have been operating there for a while. That those companies have simple rules of their own. It was set both companies for people to just leech and not follow the rules set up to be fair to the crafters and runners. World 66 gives Noted Essence back. The crafters trade the runners. Crafters wear Zami robes and trade just outside the altar. World 99 is no S back. The runners trade the crafters. Crafters wear teal and stand in a line. Please check the company threads for specifics. I am probably off some details. Sorry. Jadex, if you are going to do something about this, make it reportable for players not following the company rules. Seriously, I work with 99 and probably work with 66 when I'm closer to 91. Most crafters cannot afford giving away the pure essence to runners. Both companies do good for the others in RuneScape, but now they have had all this trouble with random people coming up and causing havoc in a way that things are run. JX, I appreciate you know that there were law companies on both worlds, but if you want to keep it that way, give us the support we need. Help us stay in business and make it a reportable offense.
You know, with this one, I don't really agree with that. Like, making it reportable for breaking some game company's rules? Like,
yeah, you can't really say that. I mean, if they want to run it, then they've surely got to deal with the possibility that people might come and cause havoc, or they should adapt their rules to where, you know, the cabby missed.
Just like the Borg. Adapt.
Not an official company, so why would it be a reportable thing?
Exactly.
It's unofficial.
I just think that, yeah, it's a good thing that they're advertised and whatnot, but you can't do those kind of things because, well, then you'd be getting people reported for breaking line, and that's just not right. And I personally know that JX does not have the resources to be handling squabbles from a little runecrafting company when there are bigger issues out there like macroing, gold farmers, auto-typers, auto-ers, the works, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Real-life item sellers, like just that there's no time to be handling these kind of small things. They can't even handle the macroer gold farmer problem that exists right now. Just fix. I'm done. Does anyone else have anything to say on this?
No.
Okay. Okay, on to the other things now. Other things. Okay. Let's see, I lost my. Oh, there we go. RuneWire is up. RuneWire. Brad, do you have a RuneWire account?
Yes, but I don't use it because apparently you have to use it for RuneScape things.
Yeah, you do. But anyways, basically it's like the microblog service for RuneScape. It posts short entries. It's currently in closed beta. within the next 2 weeks. It should be opened up to the public, I hope. And
get one, use it.
Huh?
Telling people to get one and use it.
Yeah, when it opens up, please do that, because it'll just be so much fun to see all the posts scrolling up the screen and whatnot. Warren, whenever you play RuneScape, have RuneWire open.
Okay.
Because basically the point is, if you're playing RuneScape, have RuneWire open. Every 15 minutes, type what you're doing.
What if you're doing the same thing?
Well, then, don't.
Woodcutting. Still woodcutting. Still woodcutting.
See, I'll be posting all my pictures on here from, like, when I get levels and everything. So if you go to runewire.rsbnb.com/Shane, you'll be able to see pretty much everything that I'm up to. For instance, on August 28th at 2:25 a.m., my time, I got 97 farming. Anybody want to congratulate me?
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
You can also see a bad clue I got, but yeah, check out RuneWire, currently in closed beta. Apply on the beta topic. Please note that you do actually have to play RuneScape to get one, because if you're not playing RuneScape, there's really no point to having you added, because, well, we need people who will play RuneScape and use it for beta testing, not just people who want it for the novelty's sake.
So like me.
But yeah, I made you an account because just so that nobody would steal the brand name.
Good.
Yes. Okay.
Nobody steals that, they die.
Okay, so what have we been up to, Brad?
Enrolling for college.
And getting ready to move.
Yes, getting ready to move. Well, I've done nothing, really.
But is everything ready to go?
Yeah, everything except my computer.
Wow.
Pretty much.
So, so you're going to just move in your, like, nighttime clothing and not wear anything?
Oh, come on, my clothes aren't. Well, most of my clothes, I have an outfit for tomorrow when I'll be moving, but apart from that, my room's pretty much packed away.
No, that's good. So
and
how
I
is,
didn't do so, any of it.
Did your dad hire people?
Yep.
Oh, that's good. So how does everything get shipped back to England?
Oh, I think it's via some. I don't exactly know. I'm not sure whether it's. I think it might be vans. I think people are. He's paying people to drive vans. If so, it's a bloody long drive.
Oh God, how are you going?
Flying.
Oh, that's good. So, that's good. Warren, what have you been up to?
I got 70 construction.
Oh, that's good.
Congratulations.
Anything else?
I was woodcutting, but I'm sick of all the people there.
Yeah, that place by Barbarian Assault really has gotten more popular, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem, but oh well, that's what you get. I got 97 farming, and I went from 65 to 70 thieving. And that's all I've been up to, fixing RuneWire bugs and, yeah, that sort of stuff. Figuring out what to do next, yada, yada, yada. Oh, you've been fishing?
You do fishing.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No. Brad, should I?
Yes, you should fish.
No, it's 74. I can't be bothered to get any higher.
Get 76. I got bored. For sharks.
I got bored. Anyways, speaking of that, so I think we're pretty much done with this, but this is your last episode from Berlin.
Yes, well, people will already pick that up by the fact that we talked about me moving.
Yes, and you've been in Berlin the entire time you've done the show.
3.5 years.
And I don't know, I think you like England better, right?
Well, I speak the language, as I'm demonstrating right now.
Right. So, yeah, maybe we'll get some better Skype connections across the pod.
Hopefully. Well, I don't know. I don't think the connections have been that bad here, but whatever.
Okay, so what is it we say?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Berlin. This has been RSBNB Update, episode 115. For August 29th, 2007, recorded a day early with Warren, who does not have a blog at this time, and Brad from SaidByBrad.com. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.